Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, The Path by President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. A line from the delightful play The King and I gives us encouragement. The King of Siam lay dying. With him is Anna, his English tutor, whose son asked her the question, "Was he as good as he could have been?" Anna answers wistfully, "I don't think any man has ever been as good as he could have been, but this one really tried." The prophet Joseph declared, "Happiness is the object and design of our existence, and will be the end thereof, if we pursue the path that leads to it. And this path is virtue, uprightness, faithfulness, holiness, and keeping all the commandments of God. Let us walk these paths. To help us do so, we can follow the shortest sermon in the world. It can be found on a common traffic sign. It reads, "Keep right." This advice was found and followed by Joe, who had been asked to get up at 6 in the morning and drive a crippled child 50 miles, 80 kilometers, to a hospital. He didn't want to do it, but he didn't know how to say no. A woman carried the child out to the car and set him next to the driver's seat, mumbling thanks through her tears. Joe said everything would be all right and drove off quickly. After a mile or so, the child inquired shyly, "You're God, aren't you?" "I'm afraid not, little fellow," replied Joe. "I thought you must be God," said the child. "I heard Mother praying next to my bed and asking God to help me get to the hospital so I could get well and play with the other boys. Do you work for God?" "Sometimes, I guess," said Joe, "but not regularly. I think I'm going to work for him a lot more from now on." "Will you? Will I? Will we?" "I pray humbly, yet earnestly, that we will." Note, from an April 1999 General Conference address. End of note. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, The Path, by President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency.